One of the exciting benefits of out-of-body exploration is our natural ability to communicate face-to-face with departed loved ones. This is often a spontaneous experience, so it's wise to be prepared for it. There are two ways that this generally can occur. We can initiate the contact by calling out our loved one's name, and then be prepared for the contact to occur. Or the events are often spontaneous. What I'd like to do is share with you a couple of my experiences to give you a better idea of exactly what occurs. Back in the early 70s, I had my first contact with a person I knew during a normal out-of-body experience. I was at my mother's home, and I was doing my out-of-body exploration techniques on the sofa, and I had a normal out-of-body experience. I went through the vibrational state, felt myself rolling out of my body, moved approximately 10 feet from my body, and then began to stabilize myself with an affirmation such as awareness now. And to my surprise, I heard someone call my name, which at that point was quite shocking. And the person called Willie. And I looked around, and to my surprise, what I saw was my uncle, who had died many, many years ago. And when he died, he was very much an overweight man, approximately in his late 50s. But the man I was looking at looked more like a young man, approximately 20 years old. Very thin, very fit, but I absolutely knew there's an energy from the voice and the aura, from the energy field of the individual. And I knew absolutely that this was my uncle. And to my surprise, he started to ask me questions, which all of this was quite shocking at the moment because this was my first contact with someone. And he asked me, of all things, how I was doing this, referring to how I was leaving my body. And the question kind of threw me because I wasn't expecting this. And then he began to ask me repeatedly, Willie, how are you doing this? And the whole experience was so shocking that it surprised me to such an extent that I ended up being back in my body. It was a very brief experience. But for me, this was my first contact experience, and it was a massive awakening of consciousness for me. Because at that point, I absolutely knew that I had met my uncle. Later that day, I actually went through a scrapbook and found pictures of him when he was in the service, and it looked just like him as a young man. And I also realized that he was the only one in my family that ever called me Willie, because I hated that name. Anyway, that experience absolutely changed my perception of reality, and I began to realize that I have the capability of meeting loved ones. And it opened up a whole new door, a whole new opportunity of exploration. So later, many years later, I began to experiment with different ways of meeting loved ones. And during the 80s, my mother passed away. And this was quite sudden. She was at the time in good health, so the whole event was kind of a shock to me. When my mother passed away, I was living on the other side of the country, and I had no contact. I didn't have a chance to say goodbye or anything. So in many levels, subconsciously, I was wanting to have some kind of farewell or meeting. And again, what happened was that I thought of her during an out-of-body experience. That's all I did was think of her name, which was Laura, and I said her name out loud. I moved away from my body like I normally would, and I said, Laura, I want to speak to my mother. And the next thing I knew, there was a woman, an energy next to me. And as I tried to focus and hold my attention and remain calm, because I was getting quite excited, I looked and stared at her, and I realized that this was a young woman before me. She was, I would say, 22, 23 years old, long dark hair, thin. But I knew for a fact, I could tell by the energy. It's almost like an energy that's projected from someone's voice, from their thoughts, that you can feel that this is an authentic experience. And I knew this was my mother. And she come toward me and hugged me. And I was in shock. Everything's happening so fast, it's a difficult thing to explain. And she told me that everything was fine and that she's feeling great and that she's just happier than she's ever been before. And she reassured me on so many different levels that the whole process of death was not nearly as, she used the term, it's not nearly as bad as I thought it would be, which is kind of a reflection of her humor. But she told me that she was also with her mother and that they were living in a community together. And she gave me specific details of what her life was like. And the experience was just overwhelming. I mean, it was beyond anything I have ever prepared myself for. And I knew for a fact that this was really my mother. And it just lifted a weight off of me. I felt so much relieved of all the issues, you know, of her death and everything around it. And now all of that weight was removed from my shoulders. The reason I like to share these experiences, because I want you to realize just how natural these events are. They're not strange. They're not even unusual. Based on research, contact with our loved ones are a natural event that occur in all cultures. Question is, how aware are we of the contact when it happens? Many people experience this as a dream because they're not pursuing out-of-body exploration, or they may just have an energy sensation of the individual by the side of their bed. One of the great benefits of self-initiated out-of-body exploration is that it gives us an opportunity to enter that other dimension of reality and meet with our loved ones face to face. This is a powerful experience that all of us can share. And also, it's important to be aware that we have the ability to confirm this. I use various techniques. I often, during confrontation experiences with any form of life, I ask questions. I want to know for sure that this is the person that they are representing. So what I teach is a very simple matter of asking specific questions. If you have any doubt about the authenticity of the contact, just focus a question such as, what do you represent? It's a very powerful question. If this person is not authentic, they will dissolve before you. I've actually had this happen on several occasions. The same is true for any kind of contact during an out-of-body experience. We are always in control of our experiences, and we determine the validity of all of the energies around us. So I ask questions. Generally, you will be able to feel the energy and you will feel the thoughts, because all communication during out-of-body is by thought. There are no three-dimensional words as we perceive it. It is all thought, and we will be able to feel that energy. But if there's any doubt, feel free to absolutely use questions that will confront the individual, whoever it may be. The more we're aware of our capabilities during out-of-body exploration, the more we can take advantage of the great benefits we receive from this form of exploration. We have the natural ability to not only explore the universe beyond our physical limits, but we have the natural ability to absolutely communicate with loved ones, to ask questions, to obtain the answers we seek. This is incredibly self-empowering. We no longer have to depend on secondhand information from psychics. We no longer have to depend on belief systems. We have the capability to obtain the answers for ourselves. We can contact whoever we wish, and we can ask any questions we choose. So always be aware of this. You are the central power point of every experience beyond your physical limits. So own your power, take control, and remain focused and obtain the answers you seek.